This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of people in immigration detention in Aurora is now more than 1,250 people, according to a report from Congressman Jason Crow's office. The detention site is nearly at capacity. This is a contrast to national numbers compiled by Syracuse University that found the number of people in immigration detention nationwide was slightly lower in mid-May. The Syracuse report found that the biggest growth in detainees in the last 2 weeks were people with no criminal charges or convictions. Teacher turnover in Colorado has declined for the second year in a row, aligning with post-pandemic trends nationally. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Colorado is reporting a 17.4% teacher turnover rate this school year, a slight drop over last year. Principal turnover dropped more than a point. Turnover spiked during the pandemic, but new data show it's stabilizing. Teachers and school principals had lower turnover rates than other school staff, such as classroom aides, whose turnover rates are 10 points higher. Their rate was 29% this year. The state has tracked turnover by role since 2007. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
NPR and Colorado Public Radio have joined to sue the Trump administration for restricting federal funding. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The lawsuit claims that President Donald Trump's executive order to cut federal funding to public broadcasters is a violation of the First Amendment. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Washington, D.C., claims that the order is retaliation for news coverage that the administration believes is not fair, accurate, or unbiased. NPR joined together with the CPR Network and two other Colorado public radio stations as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. The Colorado station said this is not about politics, but principle. CPR is mostly funded by individual contributions, but gets a small but important amount from federal sources. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.